This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Layla Mude, and it's our weekly Q&A with Layla. We're answering your questions. Questions can be sent to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we've gotten some great ones. We're about to answer one about urinary flow, hesitancy, decreased sex drive. But before we do that, I just want to provide a little bit of an addendum to something we discussed in part one. We're discussing marijuana and the fact that it is not addictive. And in a sense, it's not really addictive as are other drugs commonly associated with addiction, such as opiates and sleep medications and speed. Those are highly, highly addictive, and you just really, you know, have a hell of a time getting off them. But there is a marijuana withdrawal syndrome, and it is described by the American Psychiatric Association. And it presents, obviously, most often individuals use marijuana daily or nearly daily for at least a few months, which is, you know, the entire population of Colorado. under 40, maybe.
And I think Oregon.
And Oregon. So if the marijuana, you know, if a marijuana blight occurs and all the plants die, you know, like the potato blight in Ireland.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to see.
Yeah.
The symptoms appear within 1 week after the individual stops smoking marijuana and include feelings of anger, irritability, and or aggressiveness.
Ooh.
I could see the Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
You know, coming out of those states. Sensations of extreme nervousness or anxiety, disturbances with sleep that include insomnia or disturbing dreams and even nightmares, a decrease in appetite because, hey, they don't have the munchies anymore. It's the opposite of munchies. That may be associated or not associated with significant loss of weight, feelings of restlessness and general malaise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Drug Enforcement Administration.
There you go. DEA, they're coming.
They're on their way because it's not legal yet here in New York. And the onset of feelings of depression.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense because, you know, it messes with your neurotransmitters. It messes with the endocannabinoid system. And I guess there's a, you know, potential.
So there's a withdrawal.
There is a
and
withdrawal.
And it's real.
And there's also some other, you know, really oddball set of symptoms that occur. And I was trying to get at those.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when I look at this, it says, here's an article, weed is helping me quit opioids, which would be good, right?
Mm.
I'm just scanning titles here.
Wheat is helping me quit.
Weed.
Weed is helping me. Okay. Okay.
Well, they're
gluten hits our morphine,
yeah, right.
Our opioid receptors, and so. Yeah, but weed, yeah. Hmm.
So there's something about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, is it a gateway drug? Is it something that could reduce the opioid epidemic? I think that remains to be seen.
Okay, great. Oh, so we've got this email. From Danny, dear Dr. Hoffman, I could really use some guidance related to men's health issues. Mostly what I'm dealing with is an overactive bladder, mostly under control, and a lower than average urinary flow pressure for my age. My prostate lab numbers were within the normal range according to a urologist. However, no one seems to be able to tell me why my urinary flow is weaker than normal.
He's had the workups, right?
He's had the workup. At the time of testing, my testosterone levels were a little bit low, and I've noticed undesirable changes in my sex drive and performance. However, none of those other low T symptoms were present, like low energy or absence of morning erections. Besides taking Uroxetrol for urinary flow, is there an effective, more holistic type of physician I can see for male health issues? And B, any effective natural approaches that I can consider for some of the issues I mentioned?
To answer the last question first, one of our stalwart perennial guests is Dr. Gio Espinosa, and he will appear on this program again because he's co-author of the book Integrative Sexual Health.
Mm-hmm. And he's a urologist at NYU.
He's a naturopathic urologist, which is an unusual subspecialty among NDs, N as in Nancy. And this is what he does. He works with these kind of cases. And many urologists are very happy to get rid of patients like this. They just say, these patients, you know, there's no cancer. I can't do an operation on these patients.
Yeah.
They don't want to take medications. So, they're just very happy to have someone else do the problem solving.
Yeah.
And he gets a lot of referrals at New York University. Those types of patients, precisely like this.
Mm-hmm.
So what may be happening is the prostate is slightly enlarged, which I think he said, his flow is reduced, which happens as men age. Could it be related to testosterone? Well, younger men have a stronger urinary flow, so sometimes testosterone can help with urinary flow.
Mm.
It can go both ways. Testosterone can increase symptoms because sometimes it feeds the prostate and enlarges the prostate.
Okay.
On the other hand, low T is seen in most older men who have urinary problems.
Mm.
So it could actually help.
Yeah.
Is there a natural approach to this? Well, I think salt palmetto and pygium are preventive. I don't think that they're going to cause instantaneous relief.
Yeah.
Also, what would you say to someone who has, first of all, OAB. OAB is a disease-mongering term. When I use the term disease-mongering...
Overactive bladder.
Yeah, OAB. What we've done is we've taken normal states and we've turned them into maladies.
Yes.
So overactive bladder is like you go to the bathroom more when you get older.
Yeah.
You know, you really do. There's a natural tendency. And part of it is due to enlarged prostate. Part of it is due to decreased bladder capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something with the nerves.
I want to first go for the simplest answer here.
Sure.
If Dan is a big coffee drinker,
there
I'm talking high test, not decaf.
Yeah.
If you stop drinking high test, your overactive bladder may go away.
But it's not just the caffeine.
Go away.
It's not just the caffeine because it actually... even decaf has a bit of a irritative effect on the bladder. It can be any number of foods.
Yeah.
It can be spicy foods. It can be MSG.
That's true.
It can be
dairy. Be chocolate. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Things like that. So, So, Dr. Gio Espinosa.
And I'll just give you an anecdote. An anecdote, from my own personal history, which is I don't have wheat or dairy. But we were trying out a new test in the office, and the instructions for the test were, you've got to eat 4 pieces of whole wheat toast and
a day,
and 1 pint of cottage cheese before the test, because they wanted everybody to have the same meal, and then they would test various things.
Huh.
It was like a metabolic profile kind of thing. So this is a standard meal, 4 pieces of whole wheat bread, and
pints of cottage cheese.
And a pint of cottage cheese. And I hadn't had that stuff in years.
Uh-huh.
So I did
it's
that.
Heavy. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go to the office the next morning. This is several years ago. And I had, I felt urgency. I felt I had to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
And I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood at the toilet. And I said, I still feel like I have to go. And... for that entire morning, I couldn't get more than 10 feet away from the toilet.
Wow.
And so my body had some sort of profound reaction to this very strong challenge of a lot of gluten.
That was a lot of gluten and a lot of dairy.
I had to call in sick that morning, and that was very unusual. You remember my track record in the office.
Oh,
and it was very unusual. I literally couldn't get on the subway to go to the office.
Mm. Your body remembered that insult.
Yeah.
from back when you used to eat gluten and dairy.
Yeah, now,
before you knew better.
No, I never had that when I was eating gluten and dairy, but maybe at a low grade I was having some other allergic symptoms in
sure.
my and the bladder is, you know, those same tissues might have been, you know, my nasal passages,
yeah.
My you know, intestines and my bladder.
Right.
They all might have been in some way, in a subacute way, not mm-hmm. less strong than this,
mm-hmm.
Affected by my day-to-day moderate consumption. I mean, maybe that was like really pushing the amount that mm-hmm. I was having there.
And it's also adaptation. You know, when we're eating the offensive yeah. food on a daily basis, yeah. our bodies are elegant at adapting
yeah.
to a certain point or to a certain amount of time.
It's called the GAS, General Adaptation Syndrome,
yeah.
of Hanselye, which is the theory
yes.
that the body, when stressed, creates, has countervailing mm-hmm. mechanisms to minimize. But
yeah.
When I had that much all at once, it overwhelmed my body's defenses, which
wow.
were probably down because I hadn't had that stuff for so long.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, when I hear about men with urinary frequency, been there, done that, but fortunately,
yeah.
that was an isolated incident. But that
yeah.
is, it's a horrible feeling.
Mm.
Horrible feeling. But we've usually when you have a condition, you know, it's just an age-related characteristic.
Uh-huh.
You medicalize it by giving it an acronym, OAB.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there are medications. And
of
you
course.
See plenty of ads on TV for
And
like,
isn't that the point?
Well, that's
to
what,
medicalize
you see
it?
The, you see the person at the ball game, you know, and they're like, they fidgety, there's something going on in the field, but they got to run or they're in the theater or something like that. And they, and, you know, so they're being pitched these medications.
Mm-hmm.
And the review of these medications suggests that they don't really work that well.
Huh.
And they have a lot of side effects. They give you dry mouth. They may give you constipation. They're not great for people with glaucoma because they will increase intraocular
yeah.
pressure.
Yeah.
They may have a mentally dulling effect in, you definitely don't want to give them to patients with dementia or Alzheimer's disease because their cognitive reserve is low. And it may really tip them into confusion, mental confusion.
Wow.
Even though
I wonder how much those types of medicines have to do with the endemic, you know, dementia, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's diagnoses that we're pretty much on the verge on.
I think it's part of the issue. It's a multifaceted problem.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's not per se due to these medications, but
right.
you know, you give somebody, you know, blood pressure medication, they don't get adequate blood to their brain, and you give them, sleep medication and anti-anxiety medication, mm-hmm. and all this has a dulling effect on the brain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes allergy medication. Well, this is a good point at which to pause because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share a message with you. So please listen up.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And another thing that makes Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you is FullScript, courtesy of FullScript. We're able to produce these podcasts for you and make them available to you for free. So please patronize FullScript and take advantage of their 10% off sale for this month, which is National Nutrition Month,
Yay.
Logically enough,
mm-hmm.
and free shipping. So it's a great deal. Do your nutrition shopping there, and the products are really, really high quality.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've got an email from Lydia. Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, in spite of eating a high-nutrient diet, 12 servings of a mostly fruit and some vegetables per day, staying well hydrated, using collagen and bone broth, organ meat. I still struggle with standard American diet sad food triggers. I'm going to guess that by divine intervention, I've been able to not give in to gluten and the other evil counterparts like sugar and dairy. However, I've substituted most of those things for significant amounts of dried fruit, plantain chips, and more nuts.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, so here's the thing. And this is like, this is the entire business model of Whole Foods. Okay? Because there's a lot of virtue signaling when you go there.
Uh-huh.
Whole Foods is great. I mean, I just had lunch at Whole Foods today, and I had really great sashimi, and I had a cup of Manhattan clam chowder. And it was the perfect lunch because the carbs were from a few little tiny pieces of potato
in the soup.
There's no rice, and it was really a satisfying meal. So you have a lot of choice there. But just as in a regular supermarket, there's aisles and aisles of the dried fruit treats.
Oh, sure.
And they're natural, and they're organic, and they're GMO-free.
Yeah.
And there's no sugar added.
Yeah.
But intrinsically, they're very, they deliver a real carbohydrate load. So this person has switched gears a little bit from real junk food, you know, chemicalized, highly synthetic food, to natural sources of what her brain craves.
Yeah.
Which is the sweet taste
of carbs.
Exactly.
Yeah. What gives it away, Lydia, is when you say 12 servings of a mostly fruit and some vegetables, and then the dried fruit, the plantain, and all of that. Lydia's real question here is, she has Hashimoto's disease. She's tried to stay away, but her cravings are intensifying.
And they're probably intestifying, too.
Intestifying, too.
Because we know the microbiome.
We just created a word.
It's the microbiome is part of this.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's wondering, because she took a Genova test, the results showed some surprising deficiencies, and she was hoping that some digestive support would reduce the binge eating. And I have to say...
Does she say this sounds a little like a consult?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Once I find a functional medicine practitioner... Are there any tests I should ask for to help me beat this thing? Or, Layla, are you going to say this is a consult, LOL? Yes.
Yes, this is a consult.
Yes, this is. Lydia, to bring it home for you, you're totally overdoing the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You need to eat twice as many vegetables as fruit.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's 12 servings of anything is
so
a lot.
Here's the deal. This is the central dilemma. How do you pull away from this possibly insulin-mediated craving cycle where, you know, your blood sugar is bouncing around all over the place.
Right.
And you're, you know, basically eating a lot of natural sugars and simple carbs.
Abstinence, number one. Okay. Number two,
I was afraid
Lydia might even give up all fruit. Of course, the dried fruit has to go away.
Mm-hmm.
That's all concentrated sugar. That might as well be candy.
Well, what's it going to feel like to do that?
Well, it's going to be carbohydrate withdrawal.
Shall I read the marijuana withdrawal?
Yes!
Let's see. The symptoms were...
That's so funny because as you read them before, I said, that's like sugar withdrawal.
Any withdrawal is like that.
Yeah.
You know, irritability, depression...
Mm-hmm. Aggressiveness, anger.
Yeah.
All of that.
But also, sometimes bodily aches and pains even.
Sure.
You know, brain fog, you know, if you feel like you're brain dead. Why? Because the brain is dependent on sugar. And when you switch your metabolism to the brain burning off fat, it's a keto kind of metabolism.
Yeah.
Is there any place for ketogenic aids in withdrawal, do you think?
Well, she could replace one of those meals with a shake.
Mm-hmm.
Or add a shake to give her some sustenance.
And Metagenics makes those.
And Metagenics makes it. The MCT oil is also very filling, and it can help stabilize blood sugar.
And, of course, dietary fat is really what she wants to emphasize because I think some people still are in the grips of a little bit fat phobia.
Yeah.
They know better, but, you know, they still, we've been so propagandized about that they're afraid to have fat. I know that if I want to go a long period of time without eating, that I've got to have some fat.
Exactly. So what I would recommend to Lydia is first and foremost, make that breakfast perfect. Have a 3-egg omelet with avocado. It will do this. fist going into my hand. It will do this to your hunger.
Wham.
For several hours.
Okay.
It will stop it.
Okay.
And keep having that kind of a breakfast on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
and it can help you quell. You've got to give up the dried fruit. You've got to stop the plantains. Yeah. There are potato chips for you.
Right. There, yeah.
That's what's happening there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's abstinence. It's all about that, to restabilize your blood sugar. With regard to the nutritional deficiencies, yes, Lydia, that's a consult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the testing is specialized. And but, you know, are there any, you like glutamine, for example, for the cravings?
Oh, glutamine is
chromium,
terrific.
Or, you know, things like that.
Definitely chromium. Mm-hmm. 400 to 600 micrograms a day, depending on the person's weight. At breakfast and at dinner. Mm-hmm. So equal doses, breakfast and dinner is helpful. Taking glutamine capsules.
Mm-hmm. So what glutamine does is it actually doesn't increase or decrease your insulin.
Yeah.
It ends up decreasing your insulin because the insulin that you make is more effective.
Yeah.
So it
makes your cells more sensitive.
It
more
reduces
sensitive to insulin
resistance.
Yeah.
A little, possibly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the branched chain amino acids and glutamine can be helpful.
The other thing, my other piece of advice for Lydia is to never let more than 5 hours go by in between meals, because by that time we're very hungry. Mm-hmm. Many people are anyway. Mm-hmm. It's time to eat something.
Right. So, and I think there's another behavioral thing which I find helpful is that after a meal, we're so much in the habit of having a big sweet dessert. It's sort of like the...
Yeah.
It's sort of like the capping off our meal. And usually what I can do is, instead of like rushing to have a dessert, I stop and I pause and I do something else. And I circle back. You know, I have like a cup of decaf or something that has some flavor. Mm-hmm. Maybe bite off a piece of 92% chocolate that has taste, a lot of taste.
Yeah.
Or maybe have like a small handful of nuts with a toasty flavor rather than a sweet dessert. And it abates. It abates after a while. It is an initial reaction to eating a lot, because the body produces a lot of insulin. It lowers blood sugar.
Yes.
And it creates a craving.
It's also a habit thing. People, after they've had their dinner, they sit on the sofa, they turn on the TV, and sometimes that's associated with another activity. It should be a crossword puzzle and looking up at the TV up and down, but instead they're nibbling on popcorn.
Well,
or a cookie.
That's movie psychology.
Yeah, it's movie psychology.
You know, I always feel like I beat the system when I go to the movies, because now I'm 65, so I get a senior, and I buy nothing there.
Yeah.
And the prices are astronomical for things there. You know, now the movies are like $20 if you go 3D.
And a box of Raisinets is $10.
Yeah, so
ridiculous.
You could drop $30-$40 a person now to see a movie.
Yeah.
So the idea there is, and before the movie, they really try and seduce you with these like giant pictures of people like tilting back in their chair and then, you know, sucking down on a Coke,
32-ounce.
On a Coke. With a jumbo popcorn on their lap. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I mean, that is, if that's not a definition of chemicalized bliss, I don't know what is. Because first of all, you get these images on the screen that flood you.
Yeah.
And you get these sensations of like pure sugar and, you know, scrumptious fat going directly to the pleasure center of your brain. And like, hey, whatever happened on the outside that wasn't so, you know, happy, the theater is dark. Nobody's bugging you, you know, hopefully you turn your cell phone off.
Right, right.
And you're transported to a different realm. But try to do it without the sugar and the...
Exactly. And don't butter your popcorn in the movie theater. We don't know what that stuff is.
Oh my God.
That's a Franken food. We don't know what that stuff is.
Yeah, that's a lubricant.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
So Lydia, best of luck. All right.
Do you have time for a quick one? Is this such a thing?
We do. I'm 61. I'm 5'6". This comes from Judy.
You know, you don't look a day over 45, you know. Oh, this is a listener.
This is a listener.
Oh, I thought you were...
Okay. I'm 61. I'm 5'6", 145 pounds. I recently had a doctor visit about my sleep study. I have mild sleep apnea. But when the nurse took my blood pressure, it was 89 over 59. Took it again, and it was the same.
Well, I don't know that the sleep apnea has much to do with it, because generally sleep apnea raises blood pressure.
Right. She's wondering if she should be concerned about this. What causes low blood pressure?
This is a male or female?
This is a female.
Well, females have lower blood pressure, and unless they feel weak and woozy, that's not a problem.
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, that's...
Judy doesn't have to be afraid of salt.
Right.
I was going to say sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Ever. So, you know, you could be a little free and loose with a salt shaker, Judy.
Hydrate. Sure that you maintain steady hydration and also include a little bit of sodium.
Yeah.
And, you know, if blood pressure is really an issue and you're weak and woozy, you can use adrenal support with licorice. Licorice will raise your blood pressure. You have to be a little careful because it will deplete your potassium if you take too much.
Yes.
But it is a way.
Basis,
it's a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So not to worry. And, you know, there is a concern in over-medicated older people with low blood pressure. There's what's called a J-shaped curve of blood pressure. If you're say, you know, 70 or 80 or 85, and if you have high blood pressure, it's a problem. And if you have low blood pressure, it's a problem.
Yeah.
The reason being is because your pipes are a little stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a little more blood pressure to get the blood to go against gravity to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so older individuals who have hypotension, they have trouble. They can have fainting episodes. They can even have strokes due to low blood pressure.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's also why you got to be real careful with aggressive blood pressure lowering in elderly patients.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they hadn't released these new guidelines because it's going to get doctors to reflexly take people with borderline blood pressure and give them powerful medications that will lower their blood pressure. And we're going to see mayhem, you know, broken hips and, you know.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
People hitting the deck. Okay, well, that's all the time that we have for today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla. Thank you, Layla, for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, listeners. And please check out you know, our information at drhoffman.com. If you haven't yet subscribed to our newsletter, we've got some great articles coming up for you. And some great guests on some of our weekday interviews, as well as, of course, as our weekend program. That's all for today. Thank you.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.